The economy created 678,000 jobs in February, but how is job creation doing among small businesses? Paychex Chairman CEO Marty Musi joins us now. Marty, always nice to see you here. So let's get your take on the jobs report, and then what are you seeing from the small business perspective, which I know is very important to your business?
Yeah, Brian, very consistent, really. I mean, this was a great jobs number this morning. And small business, we saw in our Paychex Small Business Index, was very similar. While there wasn't much growth in the job rate from January to February, we're up about just under 8% over last year from a job growth perspective. And wages continue to be very strong, 4.8% wage growth over last year. And in some regions of the country and in some jobs, well over 5%. So we're really seeing really strong wage growth as well as job growth.
Marty, it's Julie here. I wonder if you can give us even more color on that wage growth in particular, because obviously the headline number there within the jobs report was disappointing, right? It didn't show any growth from January to February. So I'm wondering what you're seeing in your numbers in terms of where that strength is coming from.
Yeah, that was surprising. And, you never know if there'll be some adjustments there because we saw continued growth. It's been about 4.5%. It jumped up to about 4.8% for our index. So we're seeing good, strong wage growth. And I think still overall, even though there wasn't month-to-month change in the national BLS numbers, I do think that you'll probably continue to see that. There is just, as you know, it's one of the toughest things out there right now for small and mid-sized businesses, trying to find people. Wages are going up. You're attracting them with upfront bonuses. The only other thing is maybe, leisure and hospitality took a big jump in the month in the BLS numbers and in ours. And, that could be bringing lower wages in. So overall, you're not seeing as much of a change from month to month. That could also be impacting it is the distribution of where the jobs are coming from.
When you're out there talking to small and medium-sized businesses right now, how concerned are they about inflation? And then more importantly, how are they responding to inflation?
Yeah, it's putting a lot of pressure on them. Supply chain, the inflation, the prices of all of their goods that are coming in. The good news is they have strong demand. So they are going to have to be raising prices. And some are already doing that. When you look at the leisure and hospitality and, in particular, they're raising their prices. They're paying higher wages, higher costs for their food and supplies and so forth. And they're going to have to react in price. Now, those that can't are really having tighter margins right now in the short term and hoping that that's going to alleviate over the next few months.
Marty, I'm curious if you guys have been raising your prices at all. What kind of input cost pressures you've been seeing and whether you feel limited by the fact that many of your clients are also under such pressure?
Yeah, we've held our price increase pretty tightly. We look at prices for different services if there's higher demand and from a competitive standpoint, it makes sense, particularly our HR outsourcing services right now, seeing tremendous growth in need from our client set. But we're trying to be very careful with the prices, knowing that the over 700,000 businesses that we serve, are feeling the effects. And so we're trying to be very tight on those increases. We typically keep our price increases somewhere in the 2-3% range on an annual basis. And we'll continue to look at that and try to cut costs where we can. Mostly our costs are labor costs, but we've done a good job of bringing people in now and getting them trained and up to speed to help our clients.
As someone leading a very large and significant company, Marty, how concerned are you about rising interest rates? You're just the threat of the Fed raising 25 basis points in March, whatever it might be. Does that change how you think about investing in your business for the next couple of years?
Well, the investments, especially in a technology business like ours, really are critical that you continue to invest in the business. And we have been very good at finding ways to cut costs in other places to be able to make sure that those tech investments continue to happen. On the flip side of it, as interest rates go up, frankly, Paychex is one of those companies because we carry about $4 billion in float, basically, as we withhold our clients' money to then pay for them. We pay the taxes for them. In between that time, we have about $4 billion in float. So an increase in interest rates actually helps our business in some ways. We just don't want it to damage the overall business climate and hurt our clients and the startup of new businesses.
Before I let you go, Marty, I do want to highlight, or maybe you could perhaps highlight some of the efforts your employees are taking to help those in Ukraine right now.
Yeah, Paychex, our foundation has stepped up to make a donation to Ukraine to help. And we also offered our employees paycheck deductions from their pay if they'd like to make a donation as well. And that has gone up significantly. We just began offering this yesterday to our employees. We've already reached over $30,000 from our employees. There's such great connections to Ukraine. And even if there isn't a direct family or friend connection, you know, they're really just horrified by what they're watching, and they want to give and support as much as they can in money and in goods and services. We're very proud of our employees and how they've stepped up, and we'll stick together and help them on this as well.